Hey, what's up people? Hope all is good with y'all folks. You're listening to the Better Architecture Podcast with Shubha and M, and a warm welcome to episode 1 of the very first season of the talks titled Diversify Please. Bachelor of Architecture is a course that has constantly been at the top of the Guinness World Records for being one of the hardest undergrad professional courses that exist. It's a course that takes from you 5 years or more of your prime. 5 years of back-breaking hard work, tension, anxiety, and a lot more is what it takes for an average student to earn a BArch degree in India. And the intangible and tangible costs are huge. Intangible as in the human investment that you have given, better said as the stress you have put your life and body through, and tangible is obviously the costs of the coursework. In today's world, only a handful will be able to study it at a nominal cost of, say, 3 to 5 lakhs for the entire course. And that's just tuition fees. Add to it lodging, boarding, and your social expenses. And also because you're studying architecture, don't forget the stationery and final year thesis. So now sum it up and do the calculations for yourself. This entire money then goes on to become a sluggish return on investment burden for the fresh graduates. So ROI is the only parameter that I'll keep for this episode, as accommodating too much at a time clutters the decision-making process. Deviating slightly here, I have heard so many people debating the fact that colleges aren't shelling out quality education. Everybody in the industry more or less knows that. I mean, no matter how good an education or training your college gives you, your market value is all the same as the guy who probably paid, cheated, and plagiarized his way through the 5 years to earn the same degree that you hold today. So, the debate isn't just about the quality of education or the employability of the graduates, but it's also about the market value of the professionals. And believe me when I say this, there is an actual necessity of architects out in the market. Our country needs architects, it just doesn't know how to get them on board and get them working. Coming back, so the ROI goes extremely low. 90 to 95% chances are that you'll make less than 2.4 lakhs a year. That's 20,000 per month, a supposedly good salary figure in today's scenario, a salary which no fresh graduate would deny today. Well, if your family is rich and you're not in a hurry to break even economically, then this isn't for you. For the rest, 20,000 is much more than the industry average, unfortunately. And with extremely lean growth curves, don't expect to repay that loan anytime between 4 to 8 years even. That depends on the brand name of the college that your money bought, right? I mean, I haven't seen any ROI worse than that. And unless you have a family that's into construction or have a power corridor to exploit, the situation is quite gloomy. So aspirants, tread carefully. I just gave out a controversial line there, but doesn't matter, it is the truth. Exceptions are always there, but those are increasingly becoming so damn rare, it would be wise to not count any such outlying occurrences right now. At this point, I must say that I get reminded of Zaha Hadid at times. She did say it right. If you actually want an easy life, don't be an architect. Especially in India, in the decade starting 2021, it's just not the right time. Well, if you're already on the inside, fear not, the road ahead is hard, but not impossible. No doubt the situation is bad, I mean much worse than any of our seniors would even care to admit. Young ones, most of them will simply say that BArch was a mistake. Now, I wouldn't say that BArch can be a mistake because it gives you a lot more than you can think of, but yes, for many, the negatives actually outweighs the benefits. A standard issue advice we all got in our architecture schools was this: architecture isn't just a profession, it's a lifestyle. I'd say this one's pretty solid in the real-time sense because architecture is actually a lifestyle. There is no actual mandate that just because you have a degree, you have to practice architecture or, say, work at sub-substandard rates in offices that don't value your labor and contribution. And we are experiencing an exodus of people from architecture. Architects, young ones especially, are increasingly embracing alternative career paths for many reasons. And that's because, considering today's market and the situation of the upcoming decade in mind, architecture will no longer be a viable mode of sustenance. There are no safeguards in place for us young ones, it's already very unsustainable economically, and the world is increasingly turning expensive as well as unsupportive. So, you know, the rest is on you. Just know this, there are many ways and avenues of getting out if you are not happy or content with the work culture, job role and perks. Well, there are no perks, sorry about that. And in today's design-based ecosystem, you'll actually be able to get a lot of work out of that BArch degree, I'm telling you this. So let me read out a comment from an Archinect thread that discussed about architects diversifying from the profession. One Mr. J. Man Ganelli says, and I quote, "I can empathize. I have taken a strategic detour, always with the intent to return to architecture and integrate the new domain knowledge. The new domain is working out better than I had hoped. It has lots of growth, better pay, better quality of life, is easier work, and I like it a lot. If this were only about a job, I would never look back. And yet I am beginning the uphill climb of getting back into the struggling, volatile profession of architecture and bringing my new domain knowledge with me. As a registered architect pursuing business education myself, I will agree to what this gentleman has said. The living wage is fine only till a point. I'm sure you wouldn't like making that figure for very long in there, right? I mean, hell, in India, most freshers aren't even offered the legal minimum wage even, so there's that. Now, don't get me wrong in there, it's not that you can't succeed as an architect, it's just that for many, or most actually, it's too much hard work for far too long, and by the time the benefits start pouring in, your prime years are done with. Even the famous rapper Divine has said it already. Now, that's a blunt-faced statement in all its truth and grandeur. And if you want good Gandhi from a young age, you know, have a good life where you don't have to slog your ass off in the studio day in and day out, well, look no further, doors that way and is always open. So get the hell out and make that money. Believe me, nobody owes you anything here and vice versa. So yes, in case this particular moment catches you in a frustrated state of mind, cussing yourself about joining that great sounded course called architecture, or overall you're just tired of everything, baggy eyes, fuzzy head, no sleep and no life, feel free to try this recipe. You do have the option of saying a straight fuck it and doing something that helps you have an easier life. How? Plan it out to the last detail. That's all that is needed. Planning and meticulous detailing. Well, more about planning your exit out in the next episode, but get this shit in your head, fellas. If you went liking it, if you think this isn't what you'll love to do, or you just want to do something different within the architecture domain, then simply say fuck it and branch out. To sum it up, I'll only say that there is no shame, absolutely none, if you feel like taking a break or planning to shift to something that pays you better and helps you sustain yourself and fulfill your dreams. So you're just an architect. It's a normal profession and there's nothing so great in it that you can't take an alternative. There is no harm, and don't let idiots talk you into a guilt trip. Also, don't fall for the common traps. Architecture isn't and never was an entry-only watertight compartment, so venture out. And venture out with confidence. Like we all know, it's a lifestyle, so let's take it as a lifestyle and not an invisibly mandated profession. Well, there are other parameters involved, but let's discuss those later. So in the next episodes, you'll get to listen on more about different viewpoints about why it's perfectly fine to diversify, and also the various tools of systematic pressure that the industry puts on itself, mostly the young ones. I'll talk about how diversification is actually essential for the sustainable continuation of the profession and how it will actually in the long run help us generate awareness and bring us closer to non-architecture folks. It's not a negative connotation that I'm trying to put out, saying that this stream is shit and all. I know that 90% of the people will start assuming stuff and extrapolate the hell out of it, but if you come out of that myopic viewpoint and look really long term, then branching out is one of the key strategies for us architects to survive it out. So yes, keep listening on, and I promise that by the end you'll feel much more confident about that BArch degree you have or will soon be having. Lastly, to get in touch, please visit the podcast page on the Sthapathya website. You'll get the details in the description, or you can simply contact us through our social media channels. Do follow our handles and help us get a bit of buzz. Please subscribe, listen to the episodes, download them, and make sure you engage. We wouldn't mind criticism as well, so please do comment, as striking discussions are very, very important at this point of time. So I guess that's it for this one, folks. Till the next time, cheers.